Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Register now for the 24th annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January the 28th and 29th in Wichita, Kansas. This year, featured speakers include Dr. Daphne Miller, Jason Mock, Steve Groff, and Lauren Steinlegge. Pre-conference events include Fundamentals of Soil Health Workshops and Advanced Symposium with John Kemp and Michael Phillips. Early registration discounts are now open. Scholarships are available for women and people of color. Visit www.notill.org for all of the details.
Well, around here, John Deere starts with P&K, and we're proud to be Oklahoma's largest John Deere dealer, with 16 locations in Oklahoma and another two in Arkansas. Our tractor lineup is stacked with capacity and versatility. We've got the largest selection, the lowest industry prices, and top-notch service. It's all a part of the P&K experience. We're changing what it means to really own your John Deere tractor. At P&K, you can afford it. So stop by or visit us online at pkequipment.com. You'll find the tractor you need at the price you want.
Well, folks, today through the end of the week, we will be reporting to you from the National Association of Farm Broadcasters annual convention in Kansas City. A whole host of newsmakers will be parading before all these farm broadcasters from across the United States over the next few days, starting with former Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack, who's now with the Dairy Export Council. He'll be making an appearance today, as will Farm Service Agency Administrator Richard Fordyce. Couple of the early attenders visiting with the farm broadcast media here in Kansas City. Let's talk right now about crop progress numbers issued a day later than normal yesterday afternoon due to the Veterans Day holiday for Uncle Sam. Finally, we see corn harvest and soybean harvest numbers ahead of what the trade was expecting. 66% of the U.S. corn crop, now two-thirds, is complete. The trade was expecting maybe a 65% number. Meanwhile, we're up to 85% on the soybean harvest number versus what the trade was expecting of 83%. Both of those numbers jumping up pretty nicely compared to a week ago. And we are starting to play catch-up, for example, in the I states, Indiana, Iowa, Illinois. Last week, we're more like about 30 percentage points behind normal in the corn harvest. More now this week, it's more like 15 to 20 percentage points behind normal. So they've had a good week as far as harvest is concerned. Still, in the Dakotas, it is grim. Right now, we're looking at 15% of the North Dakota corn crop now harvested. That is compared to 76% done on a five-year average. As for our cotton harvest, we're now 62% done nationally. In the case of both Texas and the Oklahoma cotton harvest, we've now reached that 50% mark harvested for both states here in 2019. As for grain sorghum, we're up to 88% of the grain sorghum crop nationally now harvested. That is ahead of the five-year average of 80% by this point. Done in Texas, 100%. In Oklahoma, we're at 82% now harvested for our grain sorghum crop, Milo crop. And Kansas, 84% to harvested. Both those numbers are a little bit ahead of the five-year average. Peanuts, 89% now harvested in nationally. For Oklahoma, we're up to 77% harvested. That is even with the five-year average. We're just about done with winter wheat planting here in the Southern Plains. We're at 95% done in the state of Oklahoma. We are 96% complete for Kansas at this point. Texas now 82% planted. That's just a couple of points behind the five-year average for Texas. Wheat emergence, Oklahoma now stands at 86%. That's right on track with the 85% five-year average. Kansas is 79% emerged. That's 5 points behind their five-year average. You've got farm news on Ron.
For 100 years, AFR Insurance has protected Oklahomans and their families, offering an array of policies, including auto, home, farm, and life. We find what works for you. With agents in communities across the state, we're your neighbor and your friend. We focus on you so you can focus on yours. AFR Insurance, for Oklahoma's families, for young and old, for everyone, for you. Price, protection, peace of mind. That's AFR Insurance. Contact your local agent today.
Reporting from Kansas City, National Association of Farm Broadcasters annual meeting, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.